Right, today's shiur is Rav Ashi and the Top Faces. Let's see Rav Ashi again. Amar Rav Ashi, six lines, seven lines. Afilu Oimer. Ani hu eit sheini pasol. My time, I could have become dead, I could have become a Safar. Tremendous finish. Usually we have a rule, Shliach Nasa Eid. But sometimes the Shliach could be an Eid also. Not like before in Yechtav. Which before in Yechtav really is a Mokula Dika Eid, this Eid is Rabbanan. But it doesn't work. By before in Yechtav, there's no rule that the Shliach could be one of the two Eidim on Get. Because of this halacha, which we don't see Svar in, I could have become dead, I could have become a Safar. The Gemara goes so far to learn it into the Mishnah. Tanan b'farei nechtav kulay b'farei nechtav chetzi epasol idach chetzi ayhechi damis. That's the case of the Mishnah. Nechtav chetzi ayhechi damis on one signature. Ilay v'daleko d'kamatzer alay klal. If there's only one A, Hashechor and b'farei nechtav chetzi b'farei nechtav. Dai kamatzer akul asiva, hai kamatzer akul achasim. Epasol, chetzi nivay. There's no question. Ella, the Mishnah must mean Ikedarav Ashi. The Mishnah must mean either Rava or Rav Ashi. The Mishnah must mean the Chiddush of Rava or the Chiddush. There must be two indications. There's something on the second day. Either like Rava said, that Huva Acher Midim Atzim Ashmiya, or like Rav Ashi said, that he himself is an Ashmiya. It must be some case like that. But not Rav Chista. I'm not Rav Chista. Crystal says, and the cash army, the Tamech, the Fanny Nechta, and the way the Fanny Nechta, and the way the Asukatan, and the way the Asukatan. It's not the Gair to us, but the Gair to us is that the Mishnah is either Rava or Rav Ashi. Since Rava, we had a cash on Rava, so that we didn't answer. So Rava is Akish Rabu. So we remain only with Rav Ashi. He's saying that Kavanah Samishna is talking like Rav Ashi's Chiddush, and we talk like Rav Ashi, that Dava Tala. If a person makes a shliach to bring a get, he has to be careful not to use one of the eidim as the shliach. If that eidim is the shliach, it's going to mess things up. He's going to come in, he's going to say, Bari Nachta. He's an eid. So now it's going to be a problem. You know, it says Bari Nachta. He's an eid. That's a problem. So the person says to Kasha, what's the song? Half-tasis. The same here for sure. First, on Tesis Kasha, the other half on Tesis Kasha. First, Tesis Kasha. Start the Kasha. Anybody who learns the Gemara, even if you learn it just the Kiyas, you have the Kasha. Nikamiki, you know, I'm out of fun and you have that Kasha. And he says, it was a sign in front of me, it's Kasha. Mishandama, I'm he who ain't shame, apostle. Said, I'm the A, it's apostle. He's the A, it was obviously signed in front of him, he signed it. Why should that be possible? What's the logic that there should be a psul if the Hinshani himself comes and he says, Bari Nachtam, I would think it's better. It's better, not a different person comes. And he says, I saw it. It's good. If the Eid himself comes, so what's the psul of that? It should be a shayin. This is Taisus Kash. The thing is Taisus Teretz. Taisus finds in this place of Kasha a makar for a chiddush habeis yesh. It says kavana sarif, but not everyone agrees with kavana sarif. It's certainly kavana habeis yesh. He says that the Pesha Mishman has a chiddush in the following case. There's a halacha that if I'm an aide on a contract, honestly, I'm a witness on a contract. I sign a contract. Reuven is selling Shimon a house, Reuven is lending Shimon money, or Reuven giving Shimon up a cousin, any financial contract. After, at the time I signed, I wasn't related to anybody involved in the business deal. Later, I married the daughter of one of these Balaidinim. I became a Kareth. At the time I signed the Shtar, there was no problem, I wasn't a Kareth. Let's say I signed the Shah in January, and in June I got married. to one of the people's daughters. Now, I'm a colonist. What happened to that star? Did that star kosher? Did that star become powerful now? What happened to the star? So the halacha is, and this part of it is very clear, the halacha is, the star is kosher. The star is kosher. But I can't say Aegis on my signature anymore. Once June passed and I married his daughter, I can't say Aegis on his signature. Because now I'm a Kohen. I can't say Aegis now. However, if someone else will be Mekayim my signature, what's he doing? He's Mekayim my January signature. In January I wasn't a Kohen. So that'll be fine. That's kosher. The Shtar doesn't become possible. I'm afraid because later I became a car. Well, the Shire is dated. The pre-dated. Yeah. Assuming that the Shire was with the cash at the time. I don't know what to say. You said maybe she rehearsed that he did it later and he pre-dated it. So have a look. We have a whole day there. Okay, this is a synonym of the choice is your choice. I think the Machaber is the of. So this doesn't halacha. This part is very clear in halacha that the shtar is kosher, but you have to get a kinyan from someone else, not from the son. The Beis Yosef is a knitch. Then when do we say that the shtar is kosher? Only if the shtar comes to Beis Din from the hands of the Baal Dava. If the shtar, when it arrives at Beis Din, it's in the hands of the Baal Dava, of the borrower, lender, buyer, the seller, it's in the hands of the people. If the aid held on to the shtar, if the aid still had the shtar in his possession until after June, then even though the shtar was signed in January, even if you know the sign of January, then it's tough. That's the star. What's the difference with holding the star? Who cares? The answer is that what's the Kayach of the star? We had this big slide in the beginning of the first paragraph with the Kayach of the star. What's Kayach of the star? That Adam, Summon a star, you should not grow, I do some of the best. When you bring in a star, it's just as good as Aegis. It's Aegis from January. The Shai suppose that Aegis is considered, a Shai has a big Shai only from when the Aegis give it out from their control. Calls a man the Shai in the Aegis hands, that's Ksav Yadai. Yet again, the PM belonged to Ksav. Aegis can't say Aegis from their notes. They have personal notes. That's not a shtar. That's ksav. That's their hand. They're not. Cause the man, the aid, has the shtar in his hand, but doesn't have a din of kishinach kuraydus under the bezdin. They could still decide to rip it out, start to throw it out. A person in his own possession can have a shtar that's a lie. You don't give it to anybody. It's not over any aveis. No aveis, writing a lie and putting it in your pocket. If kishinach kuraydus under the bezdin from the time you give it out, in the moment you give it away, it's Kanish and Echoe do some bad. Calls a man if you're holding it in your hand, it's not Kanish and Echoe do some bad. So therefore, if the aide still has the star in his hand at the time he marries the daughter of the Baal Dabar, it's not going to be Kanish and Echoe do some bad. It's not yet Kanish and Echoe do some bad. And now, using that star is possible. It's only if the shtar had a din shtar before the chasana, then it gets this din of kavishnet where it loses the business, and if he marries the daughter, he becomes a karev. The shtar remains kosher because it was already kavishnet before the chasana. This is the Beis Yosef's chiddush. That's a very big chiddush because I don't think it's so common today, but it appears it was common in the times of now. That Aiden signed Shtaris and held on to it. And held on to it. At least the one Rishon who disagrees with the Beis Yosef in the Kavanah Sarif, he says, what do you mean? happens all the time. Edom hold on to Shtaris. Witnesses hold on to Shtaris all the time. So, not a Shtar. But the Ben Tziah said, hold that his Edom is a Shtar, and that if Edom are holding on to a Shtar, it doesn't have a Din Shtar until you give it away. This is the Ben Tziah's Chiddush. And as I said, the Achreokim, but since the Beit Yosef wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he got the last word in. Everyone disagreed with him, but when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote his own Shita. He was nice enough to write Yesh Ayman. But he wrote Yesh Ayman, and this is what he wrote, that it calls him out of Shtar in the hands of the Eidim, it does not have a Din Shtar. Why? Why should he be that way? Now, in our case, we're going to see that it was in the end of the Eidim, delivering it. In many cases, it was in the end of the Eidim, because it was given to the Eidim, and it was, there was no nervous. So this is the Beit Yosef's Kiddush. If you want the Beit Yosef, it's not doing the stuff with you. The problem is, what's the Makar and Shas in such a Kiddush? You find it in the Rebbe, which is debatable. What the Kesais does for the Beit Yosef is to find Makar and Shas for the Beit Yosef's Kiddush, and guess which Shas and Shas the Makar is? Didn't have some of the days. He says that like the Beit Yosef, Tosfos Kasha is answered really gishmak, better than any of the other Tirutzim. And he's right. Very gishmak of Tirutzim, Tosfos Kasha. Why? You have to remember, why does the Fanei Nechtam work? Why could Eid Echad say the Fanei Nechtam? You know, if on the days and the days, it's only in Eid Echad, and you got the Shabbat of Pasuk Mishnayim. So the Gemara said, because Eidim HaKasumun al Ashtar, and you should never read this in the Basement. Mina Torah doesn't need any kiyum. Mina Torah, again, the Shmira brings me zero kiyum. The Rabbanu wa Machmir, that you need kiyum. So Heim Amru, to be Machmir, you need kiyum. And Heim Amru, Eid Echad is good. So why does Eid Echad work for the Fanei Nechtam? Why? Because it has a din of commission at greatness of the best. That's the whole basis of the whole deal of the Fanei Nechtam. Zot the Ksai, beautiful. What did Rav Ashi say? Rav Ashi says that if the Shliach is the aid, he can't rely on him for the Fanei Nechtam, the Fanei Nechtam. We ask, why not? If the Shliach is the aid, well, what's the Shliach? Zot the Ksai, think for a minute. If the Shliach is the aid, and he's the one bringing the Shtar, that means the Shtar is still in the hands of the aid. The Shtar is still in the hands of the aid. The aid brought it from Gideth Ayam to the aid. It's in his hands the whole way. If the Shtar is still in the hands of the aid, so it's the Beis Yosef. Because the man, the Shtar is in the hands of the aid, it doesn't have a din Shtar. And it has a din of a Pesav, of a Pesav Yadayim. And you can't rely on the Eid Echad from Fanei Nechtam, but Fanei Nechtam for such a Shtar. So it's very gishmak. What did Rav Ashi say? Why could you say the Fanei Nechtam, but Fanei Nechtam, if the Shliach is not one of the witnesses? If the Shliach is not one of the witnesses, that means it has a big Shtar. And if it has a big Shtar, then it has a big Shtar, then it's very good. Big Shtar means that the Eid Echad, the Fanei Nechtam, is believed. But if the Eid is the one bringing the Shtar, that's the whole Beit Yosef's Kiddush. If the Eid is bringing the Shtar, it's not to be Shnei Eidim under Bezdin. And now you need two Eidim to be the kind of signatures. So it's a very geschmackig Shad and Rav Ashi. Teres HaTes is Kasha. Teres is asked, why isn't he good enough? Teres is, you know why he's not good enough? Because it's not to be Shnei Eidim under Bezdin. The Shtar is still in the hands of the Eid Echad. It's a very good shot in the Gemara. Like a Beit Yosef.
I never gave it back to the Baal. I'm not a Shliach to the Baal. I'm holding it the whole time. here I get it because my husband says, here, take it, my wife, you know, she left the bride law, but I now am a new person. I'm doubling up.
That's one of the three mysterious discussions on the cross. That's a one. This Mitzrayis, by the way, the Mitzrayis is made in the case of the Chiddush, because Allah, you can't rely on him, because it's a Das Yochid against the Raiden and the Ramban. But he's like, when Mash bin Afshe, he goes out of his way to answer up the base guys, because the Bible makes the car. Very, very nice. The car, the Mitzrayis is also now Mash, especially for the Seder, the Mitzrayis is terrible. But the base guys, this is a beautiful Makar for the base guys. Very, very sharp. This is the Mitzrayis, the base guys. The Kozman Mishnar is in the hands of the paid Mishkan Shnar, and that's why in Agimara it doesn't work. This is only the size of cutting the test. So you see this, it's a cutting your test. And here it's tricky, you know, it's a very long to see this. The part that we get to get in is only a small piece of it. But in the size, our question on getting, it's very nice, they took out just that piece. It's easier to see it there. When you see this, it has three caches on this concise. Three problems with the concise. And in the order, the way it's brought in to see this, this first cache is, well, what's the whole concise? And when the eight has the star, it's not Kanisha Nekro. So when you see this, Taka, when the eight has it, it's not Kanisha Nekro. But now he's embarrassed. And giving it to the woman. So let him give it to the woman. And once the woman has it, now let him say, the Panay Nechta. Let him give it to the Isha. And now, out of his hands, it's in the Isha's hands. Let him now say, the Panay Nechta. I don't want the problem. What? Do you remember anything? Yeah, what do you say? So it'll be let it give it and then say the funny enough, and that will be crushed.
But then he's not giving anything over, he's giving it to the temple.
I hear. We had it in the Gemara in Hail of Days that if you give it incorrectly, you have to take it back and give it again. Tesha said, the Kamash was itself when the Shas Nasina, the funny death now. Tesha de Dibor, Tesha said, maybe that's what the Nasinas means. Should give it, and Tesha de Dibor say, the funny death now. Again, kasha is, let him give it to the woman, and then say. Now, the Kassais wrote, Kassais and the Nesivis lived in the same time, both contemporaries. After the Nesivis wrote the Nesivis, in which he picks apart the Kassais, and many times he agrees with the Kassais, it just always makes the headlines when he disagrees, right? And the Kassais wrote a rebuttal against the Nesivis, he called it Mishai Dei Nesivis. What a question is called Mishai Dei Nesivis. The answer, not at all, but many of the Nesivis of Kashas. And the legend has it that he couldn't, because it's a very poor man, he couldn't afford to print it. And the Nesivis funded the printing of the Mishai Dei Nesivis. That's it's printed in the back of the Nesivis. The Mishai Dei Nesivis, well, the Nesivis before was printed in Shokmah, was printed separately. So the Nesivis funded the Mishai Dei Nesivis. He wasn't afraid by sight of all the Kashas of the Nesivis. So the Nesivis Taka answers this first kasha the way you're talking about. The Nesivis says, you can't say it afterwards. Afterwards, you can't say it. The Kassai says, the Nesivis' first kasha was, let him give it and say it afterwards. The Kassai says, what do you mean? On here the Bez, he said, It's too late. You can't say it after you give it. And you can tell me you can say it Tzarek Kedei Dibor. But that's the whole problem. Tzarek Kedei Dibor, it's not called you gave it yet. The whole idea of Tzarek Kedei Dibor is it could be Chayzer. So it's not given yet. So since Tzarek Kedei Dibor you could be Chayzer, to say the Farai Dasta of Tzarek Kedei Dibor, it's still not condition after Radius of the Death. Because Tzarek Kedei Dibor you can still be trapped. So, therefore, he says, the first kashin is the same as the Zoichet Kitzel. Says, maybe you're going to ask me, could you retract the Jets after they leave them? Right? After they leave them, could leave them by the hooks in the garage. If I didn't, there's no second day to the He says, it's not true. It's only the husband who gets a get can't retract the second day to the He can always retract the second day to So therefore, it's up to the side. Second day to is it doesn't help. The first kasha is answered. What does it, or Akiva, what do you want to say about the Rebbe Chanan? If you look at the Asa Chayshin, he wants to be telling the first place to see this pattern in Rebbe Chanan's class. If you say, yes, the Tekka Dibra goes on the Freya, or Tekka Dibra is only from Yisra Tekka Dibra, if you look there, it's just a piece. But if they get to us, this is the Sivis' kasha, that's his test. The Sivis' second kasha is that the get was already in the husband's hands. How did the get work? They had the get, the husband had the get. The husband gives it to the shliach. So it was already in the husband's hand. So at that time it was kenisha nechuedus on the bastard. And then if he gives it back to the aid, you can't undo kenisha nechuedus on the bastard. So it was already in the husband's hand, you can't undo. So on that, the Ketzos answers. First thing he says, who says? Who says it's in the husband's hand? Who says? Could be the husband told him. Kiss moved it to know, like I said later. Who says the husband had it? And second of all, he ties this, the husband having it isn't even good enough. Because the husband holding again is a yes. It has to be the woman who's holding it. For it to be a shliach who's holding it. The husband holding it, I said the husband can rip it up. So the husband's holding it is either good enough, just like the aid can rip it up, the husband can rip it up. He doesn't have to do it again. So therefore, he doesn't hold that the second kasha in the seas. The third kasha in the seas, I think, is the strongest kasha. That this kasha is, like the whole sense. But since this get is coming with the hands of the aid, so it's not Kiddush Nechuedus of the Bezdin, that's why they need two witnesses. That said that Kasha says, well, maybe, hold on a second. If that's true, the Sarai Yechdam shouldn't work for either one of the two signatures. There are two aids. There are two witnesses. When this aid is coming and saying, the Sarai Yechdam, I'm the second aid. We're passing it because he's the second aid. Why does it say it's possible? Because he can't even say this on the first aid. Because it's not going to be separated from the best thing yet. Why does it say that the psalm is because it's a kumai the tzavet, the karsam, the kumai the aid akim? It's even missing in the first aid, it's missing akim. Because if you're going to say that when the shah is in his hands, it's not a big shah. So it doesn't have a din shtar for either one of the two signatures. Our Gemara's mashma, the whole problem is the second signature, the one that he signed. With Vedic Tzais, the problem is both signatures are a problem. Neither one is good, because neither one is commissioned after all. So right, you need to aid him on either one. But that's not the part that could I discuss on the court. It's not
just that. It's not just that. One gets to decide, and then you're going to put it here. Or you wouldn't have this problem, and you could do it.
So the problem is that the shtar is missing kingdom. The whole shtar is missing kingdom. The Gemara's mashma, that you have to curse someone on yes, and you have kingdom on yes, and that's no good. That's the Lashon HaGemara. And it's not true. You don't have to curse someone on yes, but even on that half, it's nothing. The Ketzos answers this kasha too. not as well, in my opinion, as the others. And the kasha seems to be a very shaka kasha. A kapanim, this is one of the, this is the kuda number one, that the get taste this, the beshes is finished. This should serve as a chazara, again, of this site, which we dealt with a lot on the Gimel and Gafdalit, the idea that there's a concept of big star, this payah of big star, and we should not play this on the Basin, and you have to fall into the womb of big star. And if you don't have that concept of payah star, big star, then you need to write it again. No kumana.
The
Well, the way that the says it's right, you should have to have a master. The Baldover has to have, has to be in a place, or the Shriya, has to be in a place where you can't be retracted, honestly. So it says it's right. Once it was commission afterwards, commission afterwards. But the point is, we're not talking about close. We're talking about someone honestly. I'm allowed to write whatever I want on a piece of paper, put it in my pocket, and later rip it up. So that's true. The Baal could have a get, you could rip it up. An honest person, once he gets to get to the Isha, gets it back, he's not allowed to rip it up. It's going to be the end. To make it a status, you get it to the Isha. Or to a Shriya. Okay. The second Nakuda has to do with Tyson's Terrace, Nero Levi.
Okay.
Right? The third kasha of the Nasid is, the kasha was that you should meet him on both signatures. The precise answers, I'll tell you the word that he says. He says that the shtar, the gabe 1A could have a din shtar, and the gabe 1A does not have a din shtar. The aid who could rip it up, the gabe him, it does not have a din shtar. And the aid who can't rip it up, so he gave it to the other aid already as a shliach. The Gabi Yimit does have a dinshtar. He says you could split it. To me, I don't hear the words, but that's what the Kitzai says. He says you could have a dinshtar, the Gabi, the one who has a legal, you could rip it up. Yimit does not have a dinshtar. And the other way, he's not there, Yimit does. Sounds to me like the Gabi Shengazara. I don't see. I mean, it's a shtar, it's not a shtar. Either it has the force of bad, or it doesn't have the force of Kamishna Kregus. So I did this very food, I don't appreciate the terrace of the place. But upon him, this is typical of the place of the terrace of the place. The terrace, though, is very negaladina, very negaladina. Nero Levi, Kamashana Yushalmi, Chiyama Anihu Eishani Nasa Kanegadu Dusai. The mirror of the kapal ayam seems a shenik, you're scared of Eidus Tassimas. A chidish. The shliach cannot be a negabidava. If the shliach is a negabidava, then he can't say before he's not the Messiah. If he has negias, he's out. And which negias? What's his negias? He's not the husband, he's not the wife. He's the aid. But there's a concept that of the English of Zuke de Bigure, a person wants his word should be trusted. So you're in the Gabadava. Your signature's there. You're going to say this on the other person's signature too. You're in the Gabadava. A person wants his word to be trusted. That's the Deus. The Gabadava, you can't say the Paranacha. That is the Kiddush of this Tosfos, that the Gabadava cannot say Eidus Paranacha, Paranacha. And from this, grew out this line in Tosfos, which is also in the Ritzvah and Asba, grew out Machlokes a number of times about certain gittin in Europe. The place that I found this originally is in the Pesach Shuvah in Hilchos Gittin. Again, I urge you to take it out. It's in Hilchos Gittin, Siman Kuf Chav, Pesach Shuvah, Sekat Nechav Aleph. I hope so more. About a case where a person wrote a get. Now the person who wrote a get was a Shano Pirish. He was married, he was from, and he left. And in the Bashna get, it says, I'm 20, Moomer, that Shalom Sharman, Rebbe Moomer, and I don't know how to convince him to give the gap, unless he wanted to help this woman buy his life. So he was back and became wrote again. And he wasn't in the same city as his wife. And he made a shliach. He wrote again, he made a shliach to bring it to his wife, and the demon Dina, Dina Sigan. And the shliach said, Bafanei Nechtam, and gave the get to the wife. Subsequently, he was not able to get, because the shliach was the cipher. Now the end, the cipher, the one who wrote the get, the cipher was the shliach. Now if the Eidah did the shliach, that would be our Gemara. If the Eidah did the shliach, he can't say the Farei Nechtam, the Farei Nechtam. But it wasn't the Eidah. It was the cipher. The cipher came and he brought the get. People said, you can't say the Farei Nechtam, the Farei Nechtam. Why not? By Kulai, it was Rosh Hashanah Gemara. By Kulai, the Kiyom get. By Kulai, the Takana Sacham. What is the Takana Sacham? The Farei Nechtam, and the Farei Nechtam, you have to say both. It was written in front of me, it's taken by Ksiva. The Farei Nechtam, and the two hadn't signed it in front of me. That means you need three components. The writing, signature number one, signature number two. The Hagemara says that the Eid who wrote signature number two can't be the Shliach to say the Farei Nechtam. Because you need all three parts for one.
Only three parts, not that the Eid.
So you need, you would need two, did you have two would be the Hakam? What he tied it was that you need Aikulai, what the Byron tied it, you need Aikulai the Kiyoms, which means you need Eidim on the signatures. So you want to be Eidim on the signatures. We need Kulai the Takala Safadu, which means the Farei Nechtam, the Farei Nechtam. This cipher will say, Ani Chasamti. Just like if the Eid says, Ani Chasamti, it messes up the Takala Safadu. The same thing, if the cipher says, Ani Chasamti, it should mess up the whole package. It should mess up the deal. And it shouldn't be Kasher Ani. It shouldn't be Kasher. And they write that they found this soul in the Seder Gidden of Marim HaGolius. Seder Gidden, in every generation someone wrote a Seder Gidden, step by step what they're doing the Seder Gidden. So that step by step it says, when you make a Shliach, don't make the site for the Shliach. So they give them a Marim who wanted to pass it again. What? So the first tshuva on this is printed in the Parmenides, Chelek Beis, Siman Samaches. And in that tshuva, it's not written by the Parmenides, it's written by Oppenheim. It's written by a we'll call him Mishael. He held that it's kosher. And he time is that it should be kosher. First of all, he says, the Gemara only says you can't split the Farei Nechtam. The Gemara doesn't say you can't split Nechtam and Nechtam. So if you don't find that the Farei of Solon again, you can't just pass on it. The nation under the dominance, and I said, we dream up a limud, we're going to pass on. So he says that you can't pass the get just because the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that only the Farei Nechtam you can't split. The Farei Nechtam, Eichat Tanisim. The Rashi is a chiddush in the first place. So he's learning Kula the Takara Sacham, and he's the whole Chassima has to be the Tiber Takara Sacham. What? Because now referring to Tzir, he says, first of all, maybe it's not referring to Tzir. And he says it's talking about Tzir. Second of all, he says, when he kasaft is, and the Farei Nechtam are very similar. Notice in case he's not correct with the Kasaft. But more importantly, he says it's a Mishnah in Bas Samachmaras. That a man could say, Kisru b'tanu. Right? There's a shayla, you say Kisru without tanu. But if a man says, Kisru b'tanu gadla ishti, then the people who hear it could do Kisru b'tanu. So it sounds like, what is Kisru? Kisru means you're a cipher, you're writing. And you're a shliach to give. You see, cipher, not a shliach. So first a Mishnah, the cipher could be a shliach. They can be the cipher. Who said the cipher can be a shliach? Kisru b'tanu. You write and you give. That's the kind of the shayl. But the problem is, now really there were, I think, chamisha nekudas that are negayah to this get. I'm just talking about what they call the nekuda ashiya, this nekuda. And that, he says it should be chash. The problem is, it says, what? The life of Kisru b'tanu is that the cipher can be a shliach. He's writing and he's getting it.
That is not like
the
A.
I'm sure you meant something else. You're right, I know what you're saying. But why is Kisru b'tanu not a raya?
No, but I'm going to know that anyway. So you don't do the Shibra.
That's a better question. Is it a raya for Kisru b'tanu? That the cipher could be a shliach? Yeah. Is it a spirit to this issue? No. Why? What? Yeah. Who says it's talking in the case of a foreign yachta, Could be a person, could be from the same city. The same city, you don't need a foreign yachta, It could also be a seal betray. Kisru, it's a seal betray, you also don't need a foreign yachta. Or it could be that I get here. It could be 100 reasons why this will write.
Right. But that's
how Malama was
together.
The Malama teaches that Sasefer the A.
Yes.
And the Kitab is about it that way.
That's how it was a problem, actually. Because then you had the problem, and that's
no person
right.
Because it's Sasefer and the A.
Yes.
There is a subject. Yeah. Could it be talking with Ezekiel? The book of the problem I don't think here. Okay. I'm not sure, I guess, what to say here. The Parmenides disagrees. The main kind of the Parmenides is that the Shayel focused on the Lashon HaGemara. I could write that. He should have focused on Tosfos. Megayah Beitus. Megayah Beitus. He comes, the cipher is also together. The cipher also wants that the Shtar he wrote should be accepted. And certainly, in the case of the Shtar cipher being new, certainly he wants. But the cipher certainly wants.
Doesn't make it hurt.
It doesn't show anything wrong by the eight either. It's just that it's the nature of a person that if you write the star, we want the star should make it. The person doesn't want to put purpose into something, has a purpose here, puts energy into something, and doesn't grow.
The seed of the beginning,
it could be that he's not getting paid either. It's not the money that we make in the Gad Aedis, it's the heritage. It's
the
Because the writer puts energy into it, he writes something, but the editor rips it apart and puts it back together. So the writers always feel that the editors mess up. I remember when I worked for them, one of the editors sent me an invitation to the mitzvah. They had a return card to serve on this. So I edited the return card. I put a whole, and I said, oh my God, he liked it so much, they hung it up in the office in an Oscar or at the Bolton Board. But I always, my last chair, the editors, I wrote the 2 hours and volumes. So you have a lot of time to work Boyer. I tell you, the first volume, when I translated Boyer, is a pit. A water pit. So the editors changed it to cistern. Here in Sierra, Oscar Oldman. Cistern. Look at the first volume, there, a pit, it says cistern. And I was writing the second volume, the second of the derivative, and I wrote system. They wrote that, I wrote. They edited it and they changed it to water pit. But for nature, right? Yeah, don't look at it. You can look at it. It's such the other way. It's the nature of a person, he wants the way he's written. He wants to put cushions on him, you want it to come through. You don't want it to be changed. It's in the nature. What? But even more in Santa Clara. Okay. So this was the tumult in the generation of Parmenides, which is probably goes back 300 years. And this I had seen previously. Now, just when I came to Yeshiva, I saw in the that this is, was a machlokes in the later generation. And there's Behuda, who we had a number of times this year in Yoni Gittin. Going to town on topics. There's a way to be a Huda Tinyana, Simon Kutfakhes. Also, a case that appears that the cipher was the eight, and the way was the cipher to Shliachani, and the way to be a Huda kindness, that there's no soul in the Gavadavar, like the fun I messed up. And he says, what are you talking about? There's a soul in the Gavadavar? By Bafanai Nastav. He said the Isha herself to bring it and say Bafanai Nastav. He said the wife herself, who's a bigger Megavidovan than the wife. The Gemara said the Isha who brings it, she herself to bring the Shtar and say Bafanai Nastav, Bafanai Nastav. And not only that, but we're going to have at the end of the second parak, there are Hamisha Noshim, there are five wives who are not Nemar to say Meizbaili. The Mishnah says, "Ah, panoshim she'enam ne'amana isloimer made shaila, ne'amana slaydius again." Even by Arguna, they were mekel. They were mekel. Five women. One of them is a tzara. The tzara says that the husband died. It's not good enough for the other wife, and she's trying to trap. She hates the wife, but she's believed to say before I nest her that the biggest megadah that she can have. See what's happening. This man is married to two women. And one of the two is bringing a get for the other wife and saying, she's out, and I'm the only wife. She's looking to get the daughter. It's her. She's happy to get the other wife out of the house. And she's believed to say, the funny nest down. So a parcel is believed. So it's not that you're, what are you talking about? The get that this is possible. Tosis says that he's not Naaman on the other signature. Tosis says in the Gavadavar, the mirror of the Lekach Balahei Lachsimah Hashemi, this is why he's saying it's on his partner's Chasimah, Kadesh the sky of Ezus Chasimah Sai, so that it should work as well. Yes, I think it's the best name.
One of the
things so Rebbe Yehuda says something to explain why Tosis is different. This part of Shia is the part that we're losing because I gave Shia over today. Just like you, I'll tell you the truth. If I got Yeshiva today, I pulled out the Shia and Shia Malacha, and he brings this negative with him. And how, I didn't see the negative inside, let's take a look. He brings that this was a dispute between the Yehuda and the Samsev. Samsev, he said, disagreed, and held it again, this is possible. What the nitty-gritty of it is, I'm not sure. But the Nabi Yehuda has a strong time.
And this is
That's how we get it.
He said, more than he is, much more than he is. For Isha, I don't have to explain what he is. Here, I have to explain others who think the big guru, you wouldn't have understood. Not sure. I would rather go a different route to try to answer it. I don't know, we once had such a clatter that Sul Megabadavar is because the other part of Eitalatzmai, Sul Agis, or it's because of Shach Meshachah. We had this, I remember Rashi always says, by Negea, or Rashi always says, other part of Eitalatzmai. Rashi always says, Shach. Megabadavar's probably the part. The others who hold the bush, he said, it's not a part, but it's Shach Meshachah. So, there are two types of Sul, and there's Sul Karev, and I don't know, Karev. I'm not sure. What I want to tell you, without figuring out the lumpus of the machlokes, I'd like to be able to figure it out. Maybe I'll have inspiration today on the airplane to figure out what it's telling you. Maybe you'll look at my view, you'll understand better than me. I'm not sure what it's telling you. But this machlokes, aside this Rav David Oppenheim and the Panamiris, aside the Nebi Yehuda against the Chacham Sofer, so the Gabadavar, whether that is something that will puzzle a sefer to be a shliach to bring a get and to say b'fanei nechta, is it a psul? This is a machlokes, and what it's totally in, I'm not 100% clear. Tosis does say lav tam gomer, psul negabedover is not a tam gomer. Doesn't say what lav tam gomer. It's not a chlorid thing that negabed. This is puzzle. Sounds something like the Nebi Yehuda Simon. That really bad said the Gabadav are crazy Makasha here. But it tries to be worked out, this part that says the Gabadav. But I'll come upon him, this is the second Akuda. So again, today we had the first Akuda, the Chayshim Mishmitik of the Akuda. Try to see this, it's in the Navav. It would be a good idea, you should get used to learning Try to see this. If you don't do it while you're in Yeshiva, you're not going to get used to learning it inside later. Get used to taking out Tzeit Nesivus and looking in. The second is this, which the jury's still out on understanding the Yehuda, but this Shaila, whether it's a Psul and the Gabin over by the Panay Nechta. The next Sugya, Gidut Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, you must learn with the Shulchan Aruch. You have to learn, this is many helms in Brooklyn have front areas, fences that are not high enough to be asar tefachim, but the front area itself is on a step. There are a lot of homes, especially in certain sections of Borough Park, have this front section which is like a step up. Originally it was probably a garden, and they put concrete, and they put benches there. And the shaila that's often asked is whether the fence is not asar tefachim, but if you count the step up or the porch, like we call it a porch, it's 2 feet up, and it goes in, whether that combination is kosher, like the porch by the base medrash, right? Here happens to be higher. But if the wall itself is not 40 inches high, which I'm not sure if it is, the porch will. And from the floor up to the face of the porch, I don't think it's 40 inches. Are you allowed to carry on that porch? The wall itself is not 10 tefachim, assuming it's not. And the floor still has also not 10. The question is, are the two mitzvahs? So that's this next sugya of Gidud Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha, which we're going to get to. The Kral, I'd like to get you used to looking in Shulchan Aruch and the Parsha Shulchan Aruch as we go through Perek, to get used to learning generally in the Parsha Nushayin and the Rosh, or the Rosh. The Rosh is on the sugya that Allah Allah. Those sugyas are the places for most. What? Let's look at Tzeichin here. Gidud Chamisha. Sugat Sechin to Shin Samach Beis Beis and Shinayim Beis Vav. Rather, there's a Rekhaim on this, Rekhaim in the Chesukah. I think it's Perek Dalek Halach Yer Aleph, on the concept of Mechitza Pilcha Shabbos. which has to get tomorrow. That's a long distance. Before you get to the long distance, make sure you work through the halakha.
Okay, see you tomorrow.